When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
You're listening to Affected by Altitude, a Colorado Rockies podcast for and by Rockies fans on Rocky Mountain Rooftop. Thank you for joining us as we discuss all things baseball and Colorado Rockies.
Here on March 21st, 2024, the Rockies make a surprising move in spring training, trading away a top prospect for another utility prospect. And here to break it down here with you, I'm Skyler Timmons for Affected by Altitude, a Rockies podcast, part of the Rocky Mountain Rooftop Network, part of the Fans First Sports Network. It was always a large mouthful, but Rockies being surprising with it. We're not used to them doing a whole lot of stuff. Usually a lot of, you know, little minor moves, nothing big. So when they do something, we got to jump all over that and talk about it. And this will be a little brief episode breakdown here. And you can get our full thoughts and extended conversation in the Affected by Altitude podcast coming to you live on March 25th. So you can enjoy that when it comes around here in the near future and get Evan Lang, co-host on there, the show with me, get his full thoughts on this. But yeah, it interesting trade. Robert Murray of FanSided and later confirmed by the club. The Rockies have traded pitching prospect Joe Rock to the Tampa Bay Rays in exchange for utility shortstop outfielder Greg Jones. And right off the top of the bat, this is a head scratcher, folks. A really interesting trade that doesn't make sense, I guess, is the best way to put it. Is it just doesn't make sense. And we would say that when we look at the Rockies, they are a team desperate for pitching, particularly starting pitching. And you know, last season they used a record amount of starting pitchers, like 15-17 starting pitchers. Often have to rely on, hey, we got to develop our own pitching. Free agents aren't coming here. And so we're going to have to draft these guys and develop them. And so that's what they were doing. You know, a guy like Joe Rock, drafted in the competitive balance round B pick in 2021, top pick out of Ohio University for the Rockies, essentially first round pick, kind of. But drafted there and, you know, a lot of potential there. You know, or it's like after the second round, a high top prospect. Drafted, comes into the season round ranked about our 15th prospect, according to MLB Pipeline for the Rockies. Purple Row had him ranked 15th on their perps list among the community. So people thought highly of this kid. 23 years old, lefty, 6'6", big, tall, lanky guy. Looks like the Spot from Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Like, he fits that mold. Big, tall. He's more legs than torso, essentially. But still, a guy that a top prospect, highly touted, you know, a decent 2021 season, you know, a little bit, didn't pitch much, but 2022 spent the year mostly in High A Spokane. Very solid season overall. You know, a lot to like there. A lot of strikeouts. Good fastball, good breaking stuff. When he's on, he's commanding, he's dominating. Does the same thing, you know, double A in 2023. Had some injuries, but still 90 innings, struck out 108 guys. A lot of strikeouts. When he's healthy, he was on. He'd run into some trouble, you know, maybe after the second time throw lineup, but who doesn't in today's game? But a lot to like about him. Fits that mold of big, tall, overbearing pitcher that, you know, could command a high fastball in the mid-90s, no, low to mid-90s, and a good breaking ball. Essentially a three-pitch pitcher. Very solid. Ended the year, made one start in AAA. Probably was going to start the year there in AAA Albuquerque. Knocking on the door of the big leagues. And, you know, it's hard to just wrap your mind around the team. Oh, we need pitching. Have been focusing on acquiring pitchers. I think it's like 37 pitchers over the past 2 years since Bill Schmidt's been GM. No, focus on this pitching. We need pitching, pitching, pitching. You had a guy in-house and you trade him away? And a guy who was, he was knocking on the door of the big leagues. And I understand, no, maybe there's, they just like some other things about him. Maybe there's something else that we don't know about. Love the Rockies, like, yeah, we got to trade this guy away. Like, he doesn't fit into our plans. It's good when you can identify, yeah, this guy's not part of our plans, and trade him away. But then why are you trading him away for somebody who fits that kind of same mold of, the guy really doesn't have a future. No, he doesn't fit as a future staple in your club in the future. So it's just baffling to see the Rockies trade away a guy like Joe Rock. And we'll get more learning about this as time goes on. But it's just a confusing move from the Rockies, from Bill Schmidt. If there's just something they didn't like about him, and you know, they got to move on from him. But it is a very, very bizarre move that just doesn't mesh with the Rockies' no MO as a team trying to figure out what they are trying to do as a team. So instead, you know, we see them move on. They see them move on. And they bring in 26-year-old Greg Jones. So Greg Jones, drafted in 2019 out of University of North Carolina. Draft him out of there. And the Rays draft him in the first round, 22nd overall. And out of high school, the Orioles tried to draft him. But comes up shortstop, no, a fairly above average defender, a lot of speed. You know, he has some raw power potential, but the thing that really hasn't translated to his professional career. You know, a good solid debut season 2019, loses 2020 to COVID. 2021 comes back, pretty solid year. 2022 wasn't great, but the Rays still see that potential in him. Oh, this guy's pretty solid. You know, he's toolsy, he's talented enough, let's put him on the 40-man roster. And so they do. 2023 does not pan out well either. Really struggled, a pretty average decent year in AA. Gets a call up to AAA, does pretty well to start, but then it just kind of goes downhill from there. Ultimately ends up injured to get sidelined for the rest of the season with a hamstring. Only played 20 games in AAA last season. So it's pretty interesting to see them. And MLB Pipeline, he entered the season, he's roughly around the 24th prospect on the Rays top 30. Joe Rock was our 15th. Rock is now the 19th prospect for the Rays. And Greg Jones comes in at number 23 for the Rockies. And here's what MLB Pipeline has to say about him ultimately. And it says, Jones reached AAA in 2023 and performed well, albeit with an unsustainably high 440 batting average on balls in play. Then his season ended early due to a right hamstring strain. He struggled in Double A before that and will strike out and still struck out in 38.8% of his plate appearances overall. A certain level of swing and miss will always be a part of his game, but his continued struggles against off-speed pitches combined with an inability to stay healthy makes Jones a frustrating prospect to evaluate. He hits fastballs well enough, but has just enough bat speed and raw power to get himself in trouble, as he might occasionally be better served just putting the ball in play and wreaking havoc with his elite speed. So, tale as old as time, the Rockies have somebody who strikes out way too much. And this is a problem that they saw last season, big league level, a lot of strikeouts. They're working to try and curb that, but it's still a lingering problem that they're trying to figure out and deal with. And so it's interesting why they would trade away a top pitching prospect for a guy that's essentially a utility bat at the moment. And strikeouts are going to happen, but it's been going on for several years now for Jones, who's been around since 2019. So he's got several professional minor league seasons under his belt, and it's still a problem. He's shown flashes of that power, but he hasn't really hit much. And then add in, he hasn't been able to stay healthy. 79 games in 2022 is his career high at the professional level. 79 games in a minor league season. So he's been unable to stay healthy and be on the field. Well, that sounds familiar. Some other Rockies have had that problem. And so that shine has kind of fallen off of a first-round pick, and it feels like one of those instances where the Rockies look back and like, well, he was a first-round pick. He's done this in the past. Now he can do this. But that doesn't always happen. You know, you struck gold with Nolan Jones last year. He still got some strikeout problems, but he figured out a way to make it all click with the Rockies. Now, maybe Greg Jones can do it again for the Rockies, and now he finds himself flashing, doing something big, but still doesn't necessarily fit this mold of what the Rockies have been doing in the past and what they're trying to figure out. He's almost got an unplayable bat. Strikeouts are just really tough to fix for some guys, and I think he is stuck with just being stuck in this form. And so he essentially fits into this bench utility role that the Rockies have been trying to figure out in spring training. They brought in Sam Hilliard. Hilliard was designated for assignment to make room on the 40-man for Jones. So in the outfield, it was Zimmer and Bradley, or it was Bradley Zimmer and Sam Hilliard battling for an extra outfield spot. Left-handed bats can play center field. That was their goal. But now Greg Jones fits into that mix again now. Switch hitter, can play center field. He's got that elite speed. Now, I believe they already optioned him down to AAA, so he wasn't going to make the Rays roster. But now he comes over to the Rockies, and now he gets thrown into the mix here in these last days. He's been having a good spring. I will give him that. He's been 7 strikeouts, 2 walks, but he's got, he's hitting. He's got a 350-something batting average. Dude's been hitting here in spring training. But can you take spring training stuff at face value, though, with a guy that has a history of struggles in the minors? So you can't fully entrust everything to him because he just hasn't proven it yet, big league level. And maybe he does probably start down in AAA. That comes with the Rockies have to make some roster decisions here coming soon.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
But the thing comes, where does he play? So with that elite speed, the Rays saw him as an above-average defender at two positions, shortstop, center field. Rockies are looking for guys that can back up Tovar and Breton Doyle when they need a day off. In the infield, they've had Aaron Chunk, Coco Montez, and Alan Trejo battling it out for that utility infielder spot. Maybe they still find that spot. Who knows? But now they have another added guy in the mix who can play that key position at shortstop that they need. Well, then, in the outfield, he's a lot faster, I can say, probably, than Bradley Zimmer and Sam Hillard. He's younger than both of them. A lot more control, easier. Hey, we can throw him into the mix. He can play a good center field. MLB Pipeline says the numbers and eye test don't necessarily agree. He has piled up errors at short throughout his career with a case to be made that he's getting to balls nobody else would even attempt a play on due to his range. And he only just moved to the outfield last spring. He could cover out some sort of role as a speed and defense option off the bench, but it's all theoretical if he doesn't stay healthy or start hitting. Questions that have now followed him for years. So the bat's not going to play. You're really bringing him in for defense and speed when you already have guys in camp that can fill that role. And some that can fill that role and hit. So it's just that confusing thing of what are the Rockies doing with this move? Where does Greg Jones fit? Because Michael Tolia, adds into this mix. He's battling for an outfield spot, maybe. He's trying to force the issue. He's had an excellent spring, and maybe the Rockies don't want to option him, and they want to reward him and give him a spot in spring, give him a spot on the opening day roster. Larus Montero, he's sticking around, so he's out of options. So are they going to keep him on the roster too? What do you do with Sean Bouchard? Is he going to stick around? You've got three guys right there battling for spots. Add in Jacob Stallings. One of them, somebody's got to start in right field. So there's still this logjam of unanswered questions, and you're just throwing more onto the pile of questions. Now I've seen people online saying, is this maybe part of something bigger? That would be wonderful. Now if Bill Schmidt's still moving some pieces on the chessboard, awesome. I'm interested to see what happens. But on the surface, this move just doesn't make sense to me. If it was somebody else trading somebody else for Greg Jones, that's perfectly fine. A different pitcher, maybe. No, if you're throwing in somebody in those lower rankings, or maybe not isn't even ranked, somebody like that, I could see that. But Joe Rock, your number 15 prospect, knocking on the door of the big leagues. Well, he was going to be Rule 5 draft eligible after the season, so maybe they just didn't see a place for him on the 40-man after the year. But it just doesn't make sense. No, let him play out the season and see if he can get something better at the deadline when he's had some more track record. I don't know, but it's just a baffling move for a team that needs pitching and starting pitching. Why are you dipping into that? An already valuable resource that is already depleted, and getting a utility guy. Best of luck to both of these guys. Like, they have no control over it. Greg Jones knows what he needs to do, and hopefully he can do it with the Rockies and prove us all wrong that he can be a valuable piece off the bench type of thing. Part of me, you're selfishly like, man, I hope Joe Rock doesn't pan out for the Rays. We know what he can do. And he just don't want to feel like a fool. Like, we gave up Joe Rock, and he goes on to do this. Or maybe it's just karma. Like, hey, we feel bad. We took Armand from you. No, Tampa Bay, here you go. But, and we took Anthony Molina here, and we'll bring him back. It's just a baffling move that, it has us all scratching our heads, and interested to see what happens here in the rest of spring training as we get closer to opening day. It's just a head scratcher, man. Folks, I don't know what to make of it still. We'll process, and we'll have more conversation again on Affected by Altitude March 25th. New episode. You can listen to our full thoughts, Evan Lang's thoughts on this, as we try to just dissect this move and some other things. So Rockies continue to just cut down that roster and figure out a lot of pitching. Pitching is the name of the game, and there's some key battles in the position that we're all just trying to figure out, but I really don't know what to make of this, in all honesty. It is a very confusing move by the Rockies, a team that is often, you know, doing weird things. This is one of those weird ones, and you know, you can look over article over at purpleroad.com I wrote for them, kind of breaking down the details of this, and well, you can always go join the comments, and people always have their thoughts here that are, you know, pretty profound. Interesting, but it's just one of those baffling moves. And so it's, the thing is that Sam Hilliard wasn't going to pan out, I guess. Yeah, came into camp, nice reunion, but he's off the 40-man now. Hopefully, maybe he accepts an assignment down to AAA. But that's even hard because the minor leagues are smaller, and so there's not a whole lot of breathing room of, okay, we can stick this so a veteran on our AAA team. Well, we have our prospects that are playing, and he's just kind of taking away play time from them still. Came into camp, 6 strikeouts, but 6 walks, a lot of good plate discipline. Had 4 doubles. He only has 5 hits. 4 of them are doubles. So that tells you where Sam Hilliard is at the moment. Same as always, no, 3 true outcomes type of guy. He's going to get you an extra base hit, strikeout, or walk. Bradley Zimmer, it's hard to take him at face value because he has a history of not being very good at the plate. He's had a good spring, played good defense, but so it was, well, we could just go for a younger guy who can hit two birds, kill 2 birds with 1 stone, because we can keep Sean Bouchard, Michael Tulley on the big league roster and eliminate the need for a separate guy, and we can just combine them into Greg Jones, who can play shortstop, play in the outfield, and be a switch hitter. He can fill that. It's just interesting. So people are trying to find the light because it maybe sticks them together. It's interesting. Head scratcher. I'm hopefully it pans out. We're always hopeful that trades pan out and guys play well. I don't want to actively root against anybody or like raise the pitchforks. It's a head scratcher. We may not agree with it, but hey, I'm still going to like hope for the best. I want Jones to do well. I want him to come over and maybe reach his potential somehow in some form and help contribute to the team. But best of luck to Joe Rock. We wish we could have had Joe Rock in a Rockies uniform. Would have been nice, but that's the way it goes. But Rockies, find some new trade partners. It's the same teams over and over again. But best of luck to these guys. Interesting, confusing. We're going to see how things pan out here as we learn more about it. But that'll do it here for a little breakdown. Again, check out Affected by Altitude, March 25th. You'll get our full thoughts on this. Check out some other special stuff we got coming up. Hopefully, some other interviews, Every Rocky Ever coming out. Some other extra interviews we're trying to work on figuring out and stuff. But follow us along here at Rocky Mountain Rooftop, R-O-C-K-Y-M-T-N Rooftop on Twitter and Instagram. We're not super active because we have our individual accounts, so you can follow me at @sideline_crowd, and you can follow Evan at @Evan_Lang, 27, I believe, or just @Evan_Lang. I can never remember. You'd think I would after 4 years of doing this. But find us on Twitter, follow Purple Row, find me over at fansfirstsports.com as well, writing articles. But until next time, this has been Skyler Timmons, and we'll see you next time here on Affected by Altitude. Farewell! This has been Affected by Altitude, a Colorado Rockies podcast with Rocky Mountain Rooftop, a proud affiliate of the Fans First Sports Network. Catch new episodes every Monday on wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Be sure to follow us on YouTube as well for video versions of the show.